Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. Yeah, we've been talking about lordship and making Jesus Lord. Lord over all the areas of our life. And it's just been a good journey. If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all, right? We don't just want a Savior. We need a Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, right?
Amen.
And we're going to stay in the faith. When you're in the faith, that's where you grow. You have to stay in the faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. With no Word, there's no faith. God is good. And He's restoring people. He's healing people.
Amen.
He's restoring marriages. People are getting saved. Someone got saved here last week, just came up right after the service. I'm going to be saved. It was just amazing. So we're all about preaching the gospel here. And we're going to have some baptisms here soon. God is good. So we're going to look at, let's do our vision. And then go to Psalms 119. I think it's verse 89. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom. Body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So now think about that. This church has a vision. So the word vision and revelation are synonymous, same words. So when you have a vision, it means you can see clearly. When you see clearly who Jesus is, that changes the way you see people. That changes the way you see everything. Changes it. So when we have a vision, see that? It says if the eye is good, the word good there means clear and single. In Matthew 6, if your eye, your vision is clear and good, your whole body will be full of light. Isn't that amazing? Your whole body will be full of light. You're going to know where you're going. You're going to know how to get there. You're just going. You see that? But if your eye is dark, your whole body would be full of darkness. Darkness represents ignorance. So we have to grow in the things of God to get the revelation of who God is. And we have to stay plugged in somewhere where the word is being prophesied. Remember, Jesus in Revelation 19, verse 10, not Revelations, Revelation 19, 10, Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when we preach Jesus, we preach his word, we're prophesying over people. And you're able to see the revelation of who he is clearer and clearer. So you can live your life following him. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In John 8, 12, that's good news. So we want the light of life. You got to have vision. You got to be able to see. All right. Everybody say vision.
Vision.
Everybody say revelation.
Revelation.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at Psalms 119, 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. So last week we talked about, this is David, and David is a king and a great king, and he's mentioned in the New Testament, and he was a great king. And leadership was all over David. So we want to learn some things from him. But one of the things he did was meditate on his testimonies. You don't want to ever forget your testimony of how you got saved and other people's testimonies. Because, folks, that's where you come from. And that's, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So there's testimonies, and it's important that we understand and meditate in them. The word meditate literally means what? As a cow chews his cud in Hebrew. You can swallow it and regurgitate it back up and chew on it some more. It's kind of gross, but that's the way it is. We can meditate on what God has done. And you know what that does? It gives you strength and courage to be you. Amen. You have to constantly recall that. I do. I have to constantly recall who I am in Christ. It gives me courage to be who I am, who God put me here to be. Amen. I wouldn't be here if I didn't understand that.
Amen.
Are you with me? I'd probably either be dead or drunk somewhere, or something, acting stupid. But God is good. Amen. When I got saved, I gave up all that. Weed, alcohol, all of it. Haven't touched it since, 40-some years ago. 43 years ago. About to be 44. I'm about to be 69. And doing fine. Yeah. All right. So we want to remember the testimonies. And something that God has shown me that I shared Wednesday night, the importance of valuing people. You know, I was telling Donita, the older I'm getting, the more I value people. But here's what I hear from people. I hear people say, the older I'm getting, I don't want to be around people. That's not healthy. The older we get, the more we grow and mature, we should value people. Are you with me?
Amen.
Because when you have a vision and revelation of who Jesus is, Jesus valued people. And he cares and loves all people. Everybody say, all people.
All people.
You know, I went to get my ear, went to the hack shack, no. And on my way home, I was on the freeway, and this guy was on a motorcycle. And he was, flying. I'm not exaggerating. I bet he was doing 150 miles an hour on this motorcycle. On one of them crotch rockets. And he was going in and out of traffic. In and out. I mean, from the fast lane all the way over to the slow lane. In and out. And I'm watching him. I'm thinking, dear God, bless him. I started speaking over his life. I said, God has a plan for him. Protect him. I release your ministering angels of salvation over him. I began to proclaim and declare and decree over his life. Because I thought, he's trying to kill himself. He wants to commit suicide. I mean, it would just take one move and he would have been gone. I mean, I'm not kidding you, 150 miles an hour on this thing. And I remember there was a time I would stop and think, what is this crazy guy doing? I didn't have any of that. Immediately started praying for him and speaking over his life. It was out of my love for people.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Amen. Yes.
We got to pray for people. We got to love people, all people. People who don't have a clue about who Jesus is, right? We need to get concerned about people and love them and value them. When you value people, you value yourself. You see, you can't value others if you don't value yourself. See, when you have a healthy esteem, your value comes up. You see that? And you love yourself. I like what Jason Upton says. He says, when you love who you love where you are.
Amen.
When you love who you love where you are. That means wherever you are, you can love it. In a marriage that's struggling, in a jail cell, in a college campus taking all the exams, when you love who you love where you are.
Amen. That's
catch
right.
That.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you understand that, you'll start loving people. You will. You'll love and value people more. It's huge. Jesus said when he was asked, what is the greatest commandment? Matthew 22, 37 through 39. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see that? This is huge. Because see, sometimes you allow other people to contaminate you. And then when you allow that, you walk around with a scowl and a negative attitude, and God can't use you. Even believers. You see that? And God doesn't want that. God's raising up his church, his people. He's building his church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. That's his people. That's Russell Road Church is in that bunch. And that's what God calls you to here. If you're up in here, you're going to get called. The truth is calling you out. You see, that's calling you to be you. The real you. That's why it says to in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 13. He said, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which you were called by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the gospel calls you to be you and obtain. Where glory means what God originated and intended your life to be. God wants you to be real and authentic and genuine and transparent. When you're transparent, transparency breeds transformation. If there's no transparency, there's no transformation. That's why if you're in this church very long, you're going to find yourself in a life group. We're having more life groups come up. We're raising up more life groups, and we're gathering more around these life groups because that's where you can become transparent and be real and open with your life. In James 5, it says, if you confess your faults one to another, you'll be healed. Healing takes place when you start speaking things. Because see, remember Joharis's quadrum? You have an open self, a hidden self, a blind self, and an unknown self. See, your open self is the one you talk about. Everybody knows. See, your open self, you know about that. That's information you know about you and other people know about you. Your hidden self is information only you know about you. You see that? And then your blind self is what others see about you that you don't see. See, I got things in me that I don't see. I need other people to talk to me.
Amen.
See that? And then your unknown self, only God knows. And he's calling that out. And he does that with the gospel, the good news. to show you you.
Oh, you.
Oh, that's good news, isn't it? I'm going to preach in a minute. When you understand that, you want to be around the gospel. You know, Donita and I have a little, we have this underlined and ways we communicate. And sometimes we go out to eat and she'll go, I know right away, I got something in my teeth. See, she's communicating. I can't see it, but she sees it. But now I don't want to walk around broccoli on my teeth. Do you? See, that's the way it is. Some of you got broccoli on your teeth. Are you with me? Am I making sense? But it's important to understand. But you see why we need people? Am I making sense? So when you value people, you start to, you want to be around people. And there will be a select group, a small group, a life group that you can go there and be honest and open with. And you're going to, it's unbelievable how that changes your life. You see that? It changes your marriage. It changes your relationships. You know, you start to really connect with people. You know, you wanna connect before you correct. You wanna connect before you correct. You see that? You wanna connect with people and people you work with. Oh, I'm gonna go tomorrow and really tell them what for. Well, they're hiding from you. If you connect with them and you pray for them, they might want to hear what you have to say. Amen? You ever get around people, they like to keep score of everything you do? Some of you got marriages that way. We need to stop keeping score, trying to one-up people, right? Keeping score is not a good thing. What love keeps no record of wrongs, right? So we don't want to be scorekeepers. That's for games, right? Been watching the March Madness? That's for games. You're keeping score. You're watching them scores. So we don't do that in relationships because we value people. You see that? We value people. We're not, Jesus didn't treat people the way they were in the past or what they did wrong. He treats people out of who he was. Amen. You see that? Who he was. Amen. And see that way when you love yourself, you treat people out of how you are and how you see them. Are you with me?
Amen.
That's huge right there. That is huge. I'm talking about unbelievers. White, black, red, short, amen, tall, skinny. Are you with me?
Amen.
No matter what, we love people and we value people. That's huge. It's so big. Now, to be like Jesus, we must live his good values and value the people he values. That means everyone. Again, I want you to think about the negative people you've been thinking about this week. And I want you to start praying for them. That's not easy. But you know what that does? That's developing you. Jesus said, we're to love our enemies.
Amen.
And bless those who persecute you and despitefully use you. In Luke chapter 10. Think about that. Bless those who persecute you and despitefully use you. The word bless means eulogy. That word in that verse means eulogy. That's what you do at a funeral. You do the eulogy, you're to speak well of that person, their life and everything. All you do is you look for the good in that person's life. And that's what we're supposed to do with the people who mistreat us. There's good in them. Find the good and speak that. That's what you do. You speak that over them. That's what a blessing is. You speak it over them. You don't say, oh, you rippity rap, you did this and that to me. You see that? You speak well of them, over them. Come on, am I making sense?
Amen.
That's value. That means you're valuing them. But you see, when you're critical and judgmental in your thinking, in Romans chapter 2, verse 1, if you judge somebody, you're going to be judged. And he says you will be condemned. That means you're having a death sentence. The death sentence is on you when you judge other people. Man, I got rid of that a long time ago. I'm going to stop judging people. Because that's a natural thing. But it says when you judge people, you will be condemned with what you're judging people with. The word, remember? A death sentence. In other words, you're bringing death on what God is trying to bring life to. Because what you see in that other person, you got the same thing and you haven't done anything about it.
Amen.
You better get me out of here.
Come on, Pastor.
Am I making sense?
Amen.
Now, but when you value people, you don't judge them.
Amen.
You see that? Because Jesus is the judge.
Amen.
God is the judge. Not us, right?
Thank you, Lord.
Now look. Jesus chose Andrew, Peter. They were fishermen. John and James, they were not only fishermen, they were businessmen. Jesus' followers were beggars, women, Samaritans, prostitutes. Don't you love Jesus? Roman generals, Pharisees. That was that bunch. They weren't fair, you see. People from all over Palestine, all walks of life, Jesus valued people in every situation.
Amen.
You see that?
Amen.
God is raising his people. The church that the gates of hell will not prevail against.
Amen.
You see that?
Hallelujah.
Someone the other day said, oh, somebody hurt me. And they've been in this church for a long time. I said, what? I said, somebody hurt you. I said, now you look where you are and you look where they're at. And you got hurt? Okay, Pastor Fred. You see that? I said, do you see that? You see, we're supposed to have a river of life coming out of us. Jesus says, let him who thirsts come to me and drink. For he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
You're supposed to be value people. When you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will dawn in the darkness. Your darkness will be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually. You will be satisfied.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters never fail. In other words, when you show up, you offer somebody something that's refreshing. When you walk away, they feel better because you showed up. Somebody called me the other day, and they were depressed and going on things and all this. We were on the phone for an hour. They said, I feel so much better after talking to you. Water was coming out of me. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I was valuing who I was talking to. Are you listening to me? When you value people, you instill something in them. And it takes stuff off. The oppression of the enemy. Jesus was anointed. And healed all who were oppressed of the devil. When you have his vision, you can do the same thing. Am I making sense? Now, get a hold of this. Jesus saw Matthew in Matthew 9 through 13. He was a tax collector. He invited everybody, hated tax collectors. I'm not crazy about them either, are you? But I'm starting to value them. It's tax time. I'm not real crazy about that either. But you know what? Hey, you value. He saw that they would add to the ministry. He would add to the ministry. You know what? When you value people, other people don't want to be around, other people hate, you value them, you see something in them that God can use to advance what your cause. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Come on, did you catch what I just said?
Amen.
You start to see things in people that other people don't see. I'm looking at a young person in this church. It's got leadership on him. I told her that when she was a little girl. Now she's managing someplace. And corporate came in and made a big comment about her. You see that?
Amen.
When you understand those things, you can speak it over them. That's what God wants us to be doing. Speaking over people. Prophesying to them. The good in them. Are you catching this today? Are you catching this? You want to do that with your children. You want to do that with your spouse. I'll say, Donita, you're looking good today. She said, what'd you say? I said, Donita, you're looking... Oh, I heard you the first time. I just wanted to hear it again. See, that's healthy. Are you listening to me? We like to be encouraged. I do. Everybody does. When you value people, that's what we do. Jesus saw the big picture. Do you remember the story of the Good Samaritan? Remember the priest and the Levite in Luke chapter 10? They passed him by. But then the Samaritan stopped and picked up and took him to a hotel on his donkey, paid the bill, said, if there's any other thing I can help with, I'll come back and take care of the rest. He used the Samaritan as an example. Samaritans, the Jews hated Samaritans. Jesus did that intentionally. You see that? He was intentional about it. There's nobody, there's no group that we should hate. You hear me? Because you can't have hatred in your life and in your heart and follow Jesus. You can't have unforgiveness in your heart and follow Jesus. Forgiveness is an attitude. You should forgive immediately. When you value people, you know if they hurt you. You see, here it is. If you get hurt, that's the enemy's agenda. He sent that person to do something hurt. And when you get hurt, now that's swirling around in your head. And it's consuming your thought life. And now you begin to confabulate all these ideas that don't even exist because of that one hurt. But when you got your mind on Jesus, I know where that comes from. My mind's on Jesus. We got to keep our mind on Jesus.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.